Today is Yud Zayin Shvat, 23rd of January. We're on page Samach Hey in the Alishur. Yesterday we saw the distinction between Chinuch Atzmi that's Klali and Chinuch Atzmi that's Prati. General working on oneself and specific working on oneself. The specific requires very careful diagnosis, and as he warned us yesterday, if you don't do it properly, you could actually be worsening a problem. Knowing oneself is elusive, and seeking to treat and change oneself before really knowing what things need work and what areas need emphasis, what areas need de-emphasis, could actually have the opposite effect of what you want. So he said we're doing just the general. We give an analogy to general health. The things any doctor could recommend, even without knowing the patient's specific medical nature and history, because they're healthy for everybody. That's more of what we're doing. So in the middle of Samach Hey, I stalled for you. Kavonas Shar Zeh, he lost his hadracha b'chinuchu b'avodah l'misha adayin l'omar al tuchunosam yechodos. The intent of this section is to give guidance in chinuch and avoda. Chinuch is like working on yourself. Avoda is the mitzvahs you do. But as we saw, the goal here is to do them with higher quality. For a person who has not yet been omed on his specific characteristics, to be omed on something means to grasp it. Kol mashenizkar b'shar zehu me'anyanam hachiyunim b'yoser b'chayei haTorah. Everything mentioned in this section is from the vital things that are needed in the life of Torah. So hakol, davar hashava lakol, and everything here is what's called a davar hashava lakol. Means it's one size fits all. It's equal for everybody. Just like in general health, there's nobody who would say that certain things are only good for some people. Same thing here. The lokol yichud betchunos of the kishronos, without any individuality in characteristics and in talents. Kol avodu musaris hina rabas hahashpa. Any musar work, any musar service is of abundant impact, let's say. It really affects you. Therefore, if it's not careful and guided properly, it is likely to bring severe damage to the person who's engaged in avoda. This is part of why Musa was so opposed, because to be sure, there were people who were trying Musa and weren't doing it right, and it really changes the way you act and think and behave. And if it's misguided, just like we said yesterday, taking the wrong medicine, imagine a person who engages in any extreme physical behavior without good guidance. He's doing extreme physical exercise without a coach who understands how the body works, and he's overdeveloping some muscles, and he's underdeveloped in other areas. He's taking mega doses of a certain food, and he's undernourished in others. Musa is very serious. That's why it was controversial. Lachain, therefore, in the code clause of Biyadcha, take this rule in your hand. Kol ma she'adam osel l'shem chinucho, anything that a person does for his chinuch, kol pe'ula v'chol hanhaga, every action, every hanhaga is like a minhag, any set of conduct, osa roshem amok v'kayam, creates a deep and lasting impression. Zehu idud gadol mischanech, this is a big source of encouragement for the person who is working on himself. He's mischanech, he's being mechanech himself. But also puts upon him a big responsibility. All right, with great power comes great responsibility. This is powerful stuff. So it's encouraging, because you're going to engage in something that it's going to impact you. It's going to make a difference. But it's also frightening, because it's going to impact you. If I do it the wrong way... Again, I referred to a lot of the letters against Musar were saying you're taking people who otherwise would be normal and you're making them offensive. And what they're referring to is when it isn't done right, mostly. I mean, some of it was just that they felt the emphasis on this area of learning was a straying from the Masara, but There are people who looked at Bali Musar who were going into seclusion and weren't talking to people, and, you know, just extreme behaviors, and they said, why are we training people to be this way?
Curious dialectic. On the one hand, you're suggesting it's looking inward, working on your middos, working on things to create a better foundation. And on the other hand, you also suggested that there should be guidance or other forces helping you, the trainer, when you exercise or take your nutritional vitamins and so forth. So, is it more the emphasis of within yourself, practice, or is it to seek some mentor or something like that for the Muslim?
You're making a distinction whether it should be your own analysis of yourself or others? Is that what you're asking?
For yourself. I mean, the
Musar is to improve oneself, but it needs a guide. Take a mashal from the physical world. A person who is an athlete, he's trying to perfect himself. He's going to be the gold medalist. He's going to be the world champion for weightlift, whatever it is, but he has a coach who knows the science of how these things work very well. There's no contradiction between involving other people, involving Rebbeim, and the idea that it's really working on yourself.
That's not something when you've got to seek a coach to be there. Some are expert to help guide you in that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Musar is an elusive and hard chachma, and the great Bali Musar had great Rebbeim.
So it was supported, and it wasn't just going off into the forest.
Yeah, to the contrary, I think that's the center of it. There's almost no one who was as connected to their Rebbeim and was as desperate for the teachings of their Rebbeim, I would say, as Bali Musar. Maybe that's an exaggeration, and maybe in Lumdus, the great Lamdonim also, you know, Reb Baruch Ber Leibowitz lived for Reb Chaim Brisker's teachings. When he came under the learning of Reb Chaim, he basically threw away, he put in Geniza all of previous novellae he had written, because he felt Reb Chaim's approach and learning was so clear and so illuminescent, and everything else therefore was wrong. But the same is true in moral guidance. The way Rabbi Ruchan Levovitz thought about Rabbi Simcha Zisel Ziv, or, you know, these are people who could teach me what life is, and they understand it, and I don't understand it. I mean, yeah, needs a coach. Oda achas aleinu lahakdim kadei sheyuvin kolinyan ha'avodah protes al nochen. There's one other thing that we should give as an introduction, in order that the concept of specific avodah will be understood properly. See what he means. Bedaros kadmonim haisa mashmos acheres lemusik avodas Hashem me'asher betkufa achrona. In earlier generations, there was a different implication to the concept. Musik is a concept of avodas Hashem than of the latest era. Meaning, more recently, it's taken on a different meaning. Hamotzui k'tzas es etzel sifrei hakadmonim. A person who finds himself, who is found among the earliest far, meaning a person who has familiarity with earlier works, roa shehem hayu ovdei Hashem mamish kol chayenu, sees that they literally served Hashem their whole lives. Kavodim hamasham shemesarav, like a slave, a servant who serves his master. Lanu, for us, begisha seinu el haTorah, ein kol hakdamas hanafshios vataronias lakach. We don't have all of the spiritual and Torah, let's say, premises or background for this. Kol avoda seina he begeder his lamdus. All of our avoda is in the realm of training. Kilomar, meaning to say, einanu mis yaharim lachshav. We're not so arrogant as to think ki al yedei hamaat shanu osim hinu begeder avoda hamasham shemusarav. By the little bit that we are doing, we should consider ourselves servants who serve the master. The whole point of our avoda is to train ourselves with an approach that's a little more true than the approach of the masses to Torah. Hello, Torah Yeshlana. We have Torah. V'machayevus lanitzach nitzachim, and it obligates us forever. And necessarily we're able to reach Bechina Mesiyemes means some sort of realm. So I've mentioned the word Bechina, even though it often means test, in more recent Sfarim, it means like a realm, a definition of some concept of. So some concept of kiyum, fulfilling a mitzvah that's complete and true limud Torah. He's still talking about his katnas adoras that were a lot smaller than earlier generations. Let's see if the following illustrates it. Rambam Perek Aleph Talmud Torah Lecha Yud Gimel, the Rambam. Isha Shalom the Torah Yesh La Sachar. A woman who learns Torah has reward. V'alfa Pisha Yesh La Sachar. Tziva Chacham Shal Yi Lamed Adam Es Bita Torah M'nei Sh'rov HaNashem Ein Daitan Mechuvonus Lez Lamed Elahin Matzias Divrei Torah L'Divrei Havoi. But nevertheless, she doesn't have a mitzvah to do so. The Chacham said not to teach in some parts of the Torah because they take words of Torah to Divrei Havoi. It means like, I don't say nonsense is a strong word, but Lafianios Daitan, Amru Chachamim Kol Malamed Es Bita Torah Kiyul Lindo Tiflis. So Chazal make a strong statement about this. What does he want from this quote? Harei Kol Iker Inyan Lima Torah Hilios Mislamed. What he's saying is what made Chazal define whether somebody should pursue Talmud Torah or not is what the effect it will have. How Mislamed, that it. I remember Wine used to always say that somebody came to Yisrael Salanter and said, I've been through Shas 7 times. And he said, how many times has Shas been through you? So you can know something, but it doesn't mean it's having an effect on you. A person who is lacking this characteristic of training, that it will affect you, is exempt. Bein hadvar mamur b'darke halam donos. You have to consider this tomorrow, but what he's saying is, he's not talking about whether you'll understand it. You'll have good analysis of the Torah. He's talking about what effect it will have. A lot of Sfarim would say that women achieve the same level of ruchnius without this whole process, whereas men go through the process of taking apart Gemara and Rishonim, and it gets them to the same place. But notice, the result is not the knowledge of Torah per se, the desired result, but rather the effect that the knowledge of Torah will have on us. So when we're learning Torah, it's because we want it to, it's with a goal. Even though in that strict halachic definition, the act of studying Torah is understanding the Torah. But the motive behind it, if we can give a motive for mitzvahs, is that it gets us to a certain point, ad kedei kach, so much so that Chazal felt that if it won't get a certain person to a certain point, then the mitzvah doesn't apply. Something to think about, we'll come back to that tomorrow.